What is up, y'all? This is your boy ABK, and thank you for stepping back into the High Power Podcast. Have a special guest, Red Girl Raven. Go follow her. Y'all already know what it is. Go follow her. But anyways, so yeah, this is one of my homegirls that I met through my girl Jackie. She works at this beautiful place. And so yeah, we met mutual friends. She has that third eye, y'all. She got that pineal gland. She knows about like deeper shit. Like that you're...
We are going to talk today. That is what we are going to do.
So,
we are going to talk about some deep subjects.
So let's get straight to it. So first of all, I want to ask, what's your definition of like keeping faith in something? Like what do you think you would say to that, like, oh, this is what keeping the faith is?
I would have to say, like, keeping faith to me, like, isn't about being religious. Like, a lot of people kind of connect faith, like, that word, faith, automatically with religion.
Yep.
And to be honest, I kind of hate that, and I really want to scratch that out, because to me, keeping faith is keeping positive.
Okay.
And keeping a good outlook on life, because if you're going to keep faith, that means you're looking up, and you're looking up to something, and that doesn't necessarily mean... You're looking up to a god. You can be looking up to your future self. You can be looking up to what you
to
want.
To a certain goal that you want.
You can be looking up to
exactly.
a goal. You
no,
can be
exactly.
looking up to anything.
Yeah, exactly. I always some people like always assume that, like you just said, that faith should go with religion. But it's like, no, keeping faith is like keeping faith in like yourself. Like that's what you, that's ultimately what you should be keeping faith in, right? Like, cause I don't know. It's just weird that there's this person. She sent me this video. I mean this. Like, kind of, it's not a documentary really, but it's called The Messiah on Netflix. And I was just like, there's a lot of people that they really want to talk about keeping faith in something. They only talk about faith in God. And I'm like,
I only watched a trailer for that. And for that purpose, yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
It's pretty interesting. Like, I actually like it, like, both for political reasons and also for, like what they're trying to say. But it's just like that hit me, because there's like some people that they're like, they'll go to like, I'm taking this to the grave just to follow my faith in like somebody else.
I'm like, honestly, I think people should stop that in a sense and start looking into themselves. And to me, like, that's what I'm saying, like, the faith is about, like, you know, if you're gonna follow something, you know,
by all means, like, you can go ahead and follow something, but then at the end of the day, like, as the Christians say that, oh, be patient and God will give you something. But at the same time, God doesn't want you to just be chilling, waiting for something to come through.
Exactly. You gotta work hard for it. Some way, somehow.
You gotta work for it. At the end of the day, you gotta, same thing with the Muslims. Like, same thing. Like, because I feel like personally, Christianity and, Islamic, there you go, thank you. I'm faded. Like, it's funny because my dad's Islamic, but yeah, like, they're both the same thing basically. It's just different interpretations. So it's like, how is it that you guys are only saying that, oh, my religion's right, oh, and you have faith in that? I'm like, well, yeah, but faith doesn't automatically...
And you know what's funny that you mentioned that? Because I actually went to work the other day to a client's place, and they are related to a famous author who actually distributed a book, and it's called The Game of Gods, and it's actually about a one world religion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a legit like published book and everything, and he's been invited to the UN. He's actually sat with like leaders and everything, and it's a thing that they're technically in a sense trying to do, where if the world could come up together with one world religion, they have to get every world religion, and they have to see what is the same and what is different, like what what would be the key aspects that would come together in a one world religion? Like, if we were going to make a one government, you'd have to have a one world religion. And so, like, he goes to these meetings, and, like, he's been almost, like, 30 years of research and everything, and I haven't read the book yet. I'm very eager to get it in the mail and to read it, but it just, I don't know, it's supposed to be this amazing read where what would it be like if we all came together, and just like you said, what's my like version of faith, mm-hmm. what's your version of faith? This book is kind of like, what's everyone's version of faith, like, coming together, and what would happen if there was a one world religion, and I am so curious. Actually, if that were to ever happen, just saying, true story, it is something that I'm a book that I'm getting. So
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
I low-key don't think that ever be possible because everybody thinks differently, and that's kind of the beauty of it. At the same time, like, everybody thinks differently.
Do you think there ever would be one? Like I know we like as I don't want to say like lower class people, but like obviously I'm no like J-Lo or anything, but do you think, like, with our opinions, that there would be a one world eventually in the future?
It'll be ideal, Loki. Yeah. It'll kind of be ideal because if everybody's following the same thing, then there'll be less conflict.
See, I feel like that's dystopic. I feel like that's almost control.
That's the problem. That's exactly it. Yeah. It's just a dictatorship at that point.
Yeah.
But not
united and
it's one. Like, if everybody thought the same, then yeah, like there'd be like way less conflict and all that stuff. But that's not good. That's like impossible. Okay, that's dangerous if something like that would happen because.
Well, I said I haven't read the book yet. I'm very eager to read.
Yeah,
it,
wait,
so.
What's? Dang, did I bring my pen up here? No.
It's okay. I have it like.
Send it to me.
Head,
yeah.
Yes,
I'm gonna need to read
Game
that.
Game of Gods. So.
I'm gonna need to read that.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. We can read it at the same time too, and then you know. Got notes and
that's actually not a bad read. But yeah, so like, even you, like, so now what do you, how do you interpret your way of keeping faith while like the world is like falling apart? Because
okay.
I know like you're like one to like talk about like mental health and everything like that, because that's hella important. It's just as important as physical health, so.
So I will kind of go into like why I advocate for mental health and physical health too.
Mm.
It is like kind of a tough subject or whatever, but my whole life, like ever since I was little, like, you know, being objectified by whoever, you know, you're supposed to take it as a compliment, you know, you're pretty, you're this, but when it comes down to just that, pretty, you see this, like, you know, you're like, you have these attributes, like, that's the only thing that's getting called out. But when people don't know, when on the inside, like, you were born sick, and like, ever since I was born, I've like had spinal issues, I've had digestive problems, I've had disorders, and it's just like, it comes down to like, people don't see you for like the inside. Like, you know, you can work hard, you can be smart, you can be all this stuff, but when like, it comes down to just, oh, like, you're pretty and you should do this, it really fucking sucks. It really does. So, as I grew older, I kind of shied away from that and, like, kind of hid myself away. And I realized that, like, that wasn't the right thing to do. Got into a lot of bad places and things that I shouldn't have. But after realizing, like, you know, people have power, words have power. Mm-hmm. And I get it, like, getting told, like, you have these attributes, I started to actually use them for good. And, like, you know, why not? Like, if you can get noticed for these attributes, why not put a caption under it, too, that people are going to read and realize, like, it's not the same as
the
picture.
Same. Yeah, like, I get you.
It's not the same. Like, you know, if you post a pretty picture, you think it's going to be a caption of, like, let's smile or whatever, but it might just be, like, I just had a breakdown today and I just got sick for 3 days in a row. Like,
That's kind of dope, though, like, smile through the pain type of thing.
Yeah, and people might want to be that 90-pound, you know, skinny figure, but when you're constantly getting sick and losing weight and you can't even keep what's inside of you, like, you're eating and you're constantly getting sick and you're trying to reach a goal weight and you can never reach that, like, it's very defeating.
That's tough.
It is so tough. So when people, you know, they kind of talk about physical health and, you know, let's be in shape and, like, let's be, you know, as healthy as we can be. Like, I hate talking about weight because it's like, are you happy? And if they're like, yes, and I'm like, you look hella good today then. Like, you know, you're glowing, you're good. Like, you know, you look happy and everything. But if people are like, you know, I gained weight, it's like, is that really a bad thing? Or I lost weight, is that a good thing? Like, you know, it can go both ways.
It's definitely can go both ways. Because it's like, think about human beings, they always want what they don't have, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like an everlasting cycle. It's just the vast majority, just because they see it on TV and they see it on like billboards and they mm-hmm. see it on like magazines and stuff.
And I'll
like
admit,
that.
Like, I tan, I put makeup on, I dye my hair, like, my purple hair is not real. Like, it's not my real purple hair whatsoever. So, mm-hmm. like,
so it's good though, right?
You know, and I do those things because it makes me feel good. And you know what? Anybody else shouldn't be judged by that. Like, if somebody walks into a store with crazy hair or with like crazy makeup and then they leave and somebody comments on that, like, you know, I've worked with people like that, you know, I've shut them down just being like, well, what's the point? Like, you know, what's your next comment? Like,
it's not about the looks, it's about what's going on inside. It's like,
I'd be like, you see that girl's crazy hair? I'd be like, yeah, I loved it. Walk away.
Like, nah, bro. It's like, and it's just crazy because people care so much about what's on the outside rather than what's on the inside. Like, that's what the vast majority thinks about. But like I said, like my wife first said, like, if I could deeply have a conversation with you, or I could just like chill for like even more than 2 hours, then I probably fucks with you heavy. I'm probably gonna fuck with you heavy at the end of the day, because it's not about what's in you, it's not about the attributes, it's about like mental health. And that shit is, people, so many people saw it in so many different ways. Like me, for instance, like I go through, and everybody goes through a certain depression, everybody goes through a certain anxiety, but you just show it differently, right?
Yeah.
Like, some people just, like, shut down, some people just, like, chill, or some people...
I think that's where the big thing about comparison comes in, too, because, like, you know, like you said, I have depression, but so do other people. Like, yes, but it's not the same. Like, you, somebody's depression could be getting up in the morning, exercising, smiling, taking vitamins, doing everything, and they may be gone the next day. Another person's maybe laying in bed for a week and they can't get out, and they're laying in a complete, like, everyone's is different. You can't compare, like, sadness to sadness or anything.
You can't. And so it's just, how do you, like, dealing with all that, how do you deal with, like, physical health, like, and, like, making it so like such a positive thing for you?
So lately, well, in all honesty, that's why I haven't been posting much. My blog got taken down for a little bit, and I've been writing posts like on my own, and just I think my own depression, anxiety, like, it's, you call it that little voice, and like everyone says, like, is there actually a voice talking to me?
There's always,
I just call it that little voice.
But there is a little voice up there. Like, exactly. Everybody has their little voice.
Everyone has that little voice. So my little voice kind of overpowered me for a bit to kind of just shut down and to take it, like, take it back a little bit. And I kind of just said no more. So for the last little bit, for physical health, I haven't kind of been doing, like, jack shit. And, like, I'm just telling the truth on that one. Like, I've got a mom.
Same here.
Like,
same here. No,
you know,
no lie.
We're not doing anything. I've just been working, just getting by, doing the work. But, the fact that we're talking today, actually, so today, January 17th, actually marks the day that I went out and got another gym membership.
Nice.
For me and my family, for my family and I. Nice, so nice. We're all going to start, well, as of today, to actually just get some physical health in, and I'm going to be talking about that and, like, actually the experience of going from zero to kicking it right back in, and, like...
Because people are inspired by you, right? Like, people, like, they see you working, they're like, oh, I'm so inspired by you.
Like, I work
out. And so you
want
to show them something to be inspired for. Exactly.
And the thing is, too, and the gym that I'm going to, it's not high-end, it's not private, it's not anything of the sort, so I want to show people that, like, you know, with anything that you're going through, like, yeah, I got laid off. Yeah, I'm losing out on a daycare. Yeah, potentially we can lose out on our house and a lot of other things. But I want to show, like, I'm making our physical health and our time as a family, like, a priority.
Yeah.
And, like, the most important, because, like you said, what have I been doing the past, like, little bit? Focus on physical health, nothing. And in all honesty, not focusing on physical health really, like, digs into, like, a mental, like, instability, because I realized how much I stopped giving a shit about myself physically, which actually, like,
it bugs the shit out of you.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, but it's, It's tough, man. That little voice, like you just said, that it's tough. That little voice in your head.
Why bother? Why do it? Who's gonna care? What's the point? And that's the thing that gets me. And I've said this many times on my social media, and even in my blog too, is I know for a fact when I get into my state of when it goes into what's the point.
That what's the point, man? It's tough. Like, same thing with me, man. Like, lately, like, I've been, like, yeah, I've been doing my trading thing, but then outside of that, I've been slacking on going to the gym and work out. I've been slacking on doing the podcast, and I just, same thing, like, what's the point? Because,
well, I hope this gives you motivation, too, because you...
No, and that's all I see from somebody who's, like, who's trying to, like, hustle and get to the next level. It just motivates me more. Like... Real recognizes real, and then once like I see like, oh, someone else is hustling, I'm like, oh, every time I see your post, I'm like, damn, she's hustling out here.
I need to get to the next level. Everyone else too, like, we all, I feel like, are just kind of secret Santas in motivation, and we don't even know it.
That's a good way to put it. I like that. Actually. Like, no, secret Santas.
We don't know, and we don't know whose name is in the hat, but we just know that there's someone there supporting and, you know, wanting. There. And that's why I say, like, I appreciate the support, and I love all the love that I get from people, but, like, I want to be, like, more real, too, and, like, honest on, like, you know what,
you have this to be transparent. Life, transparency, like, it's tough, because even, like, with my trade thing, like, yeah, I show, like, my profits and whatever I'm making and, like, showing everything, but at the end of the day, I'm like, yo, I'm losing out here at the same time. It's, like, it's not... Like, that's why I show, like, my losses sometimes, too. I'm like, it's not what it looks like. I take losses sometimes, and they hit hard, and it's a process. Cause
exactly.
It's a process. You have to, like, be able to deal with your demons and, like, just keep fighting, and it's tough.
But, again, with the whole what's the point, every time I think of that, I always go back to somebody who you and your lovely wife, Jackie, actually showed me. And every time I'm down and depressed or even just low in the dumps, I always watch Gary Vee. And it's thanks to you guys. Like I'll always have that. I swear to God, like, if I could have a Gary Vee poster at my wedding or his motivational quotes, like, you know, at the bottom, like, just to keep
going. He's amazing, man. He's amazing. Like, I watch him a lot, while I'm working. Like, I'll just be up here on the laptop, and then I'll just have him in the background, just listening to him, and it was just, like, that's what keeps me motivated, honestly. Like, him, there's this other guy, E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher, his name is Eric Thomas, same thing with him. Like, he's gritty. He's like, oh, you gotta hustle if you wanna, like, get what you wanna be. If you wanna get to that next level, you gotta grind. You have to be, like, a lion and not a gazelle. Type of thing. So I'll tell you what, I'll like send you him to there's this one guy, Jay Shetty. He's I don't know if you've seen about him, but he's amazing too. Jackie's the one, actually, she put me on him.
Jackie's just hooking everyone up.
Right? Like she's the plug.
She's the motivator plug.
She's the plug. And like he's good. There's this guy, Lewis Shells. Don't quote me on. But he's another guy too that he's all about like just like getting to it, like fighting your demons because they know how it is and everything like that. They're just motivators and it's crazy because it does help. It does help. It does really help. So, and we had talked about this, like, what's your personal opinion about people like judging a book by the cover?
Honestly, like, I've done it. Like you know, I've done it than a handful of times. I'm really trying to get out of that. Just like, you know, like I said, judging like myself with mental health, seeing somebody, I'll try and stop them in their tracks now. But that's only, you know, recently in the past couple of years. Like, I was a teenager. I'm an asshole too. Like, I get it. But I really hate it when people go up and they try to talk to me about somebody who I don't know, or like they'll be like, did you hear, did you know? And I'm like, well, I don't know them, and if they've never done me wrong, like if they've never done this, and like, you know, they always say, well, aren't you scared, or don't you like not want to get hurt? I'm like, well, that's on me. Like, if I get hurt, don't, like, or if I, you know, that's on me being a dumbass kind of thing. Like I know my good instincts. I know how to judge properly, I guess, like not to judge out of negativity. Like if I go up to somebody and I get a gut feeling where, oh, this is wrong, like, you know, the guy in the ski mask is pretty scary. Like, you know, I'm gonna judge a little bit
maybe. I get you.
But yeah.
It is tough, like, and
I think that's the high school mean girl attribute that really comes out for judging a book by the cover, so.
It's funny because Beth is the one who put me into Mean Girls. I watched that, I'm like, damn, this is not a bad movie.
You haven't seen Mean Girls?
I just watched it like a couple of months ago.
That is actually so surprising to me. Like, that is the world's best book.
Never watched it.
You go, Glenco, can you go?
It's a good movie, though. I was like, damn.
Biggest white girl movie ever, you'll see.
Basically. Like, I was like,
white girl. Yeah.
Maybe
that's one black girl.
Okay, that's a little black girlish.
Yeah.
Hi, Bailey. And why does it nearly always choose to do so in exactly the same place? Whatever the reason, what is like? I don't know. If you were to have a routine of saying, like, telling somebody, like, what would you say are like some tips on helping somebody like to maintain their mental health or like be comfortable and start like being intertwined with like with the body of who they are, or just motivation stuff? What would you say are some of your personal tips?
You know what? I like that you actually brought this up because I always say like it comes in threes for things for today, and today I actually got a gym membership. That's one thing, like staying active and like, you know, keeping your body and mental health and intertwined. Like if you don't like the way you look, and I know this sounds horrible, but you can always change it. Like you can, it's 2020, you can, as long as you're happy, like, and if you're never gonna be happy, that is something else to look into. Like it is a mental thing. I say therapy, I say go talk to somebody. Your family and your friends are not your therapist. If you are having problems, you can lean on them for so long. But once you think on the inside, you think you're starting to sound like a broken record and you feel like you can't go to anybody, there's helplines. There's people that you call. Like, if you feel like your world is spiraling down and you're going out of control, like, I myself use helplines. Like, I'm not a kid. You know what? After 10 o'clock, when everyone's in bed and I don't want to keep somebody out all night worrying about me, like, why not? And you think, like, oh, there's somebody else who can use it? Well, you could be that somebody else.
That's a sub, though. I respect you for using
it. You know, it may not be do or die, but in the sense of how you feel in that moment, like, it could lead on to that. So I always say, like, that's my advice, too. Like, that's a very personal one. Like, do you need help?
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
What else? I actually do have this up on my blog too. That's what I'm saying when it comes to threes, because I actually activated my blog today, got a gym membership, and then I'm talking on your podcast today. So when I reactivated my blog to add in a lot of the things that I've been writing, re-updated it, gave it a new look and everything. My last one was tips and tricks on keeping up with motivation. So I will let you guys go on there to see.
Yeah,
some
let
of the
me
other
see some because I remember like the very first two podcasts, the very first two ones. As soon as you posted one, I read them. I'm like, damn, you're talking about real shit, like how like being a mom is tough and everything. And I'm like, yo, like
same thing
with like I like once I like I see a jacket that I'm like, damn, you know, it's the same thing.
You
like,
can post as many matching outfits as you want on Instagram, but you are still gonna deal with a screaming toddler who will only eat chicken nuggets. Like I made the organic food, I did all the stuff that I could do, but like in all honesty, you just have to be real. Like if you feel like your mind and your body and your world is not coming together, then you need to sit down and write like why it's not working. What you're not happy about, and like organize those thoughts. And that was something like a tip somebody else gave me a couple days ago, because I called them saying like I'm overwhelmed, I'm like I don't know what to do, and she said, you know, write in a book, and it may look overwhelmed, but at least overwhelmed in a book. You can always close that book, like, you know, you're not, it's not in your mind.
But it's
crazy
because for me I've tried like doing that, like writing my lonely thoughts. I can't, like, it's not even that I hate writing, it just, it doesn't do anything for me. And I'm like, is that, it's like, what is that? It's like, not everything works for everybody, but it's just like, I'm like, does that make me weird? It's like, why doesn't it work for me or something like that? But then at the end of the day, I'm like,
but yeah. You talk.
I do talk, but yeah.
You talk. See, that's the thing, I don't. And I'm more of a writer because I'm not used to my voice. I'm not used to hearing myself talk. I'm not used to any of that. But then when I start to write, I feel like I'm more hidden behind a screen. Which is very ironic with my modeling because, you know, like I said, I put myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
But when I feel hidden, I feel like I could put myself more out there. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yeah.
Like people don't see the pretty girl, so they're not judging that girl and putting a label.
That makes sense. Oh, that makes so much sense.
But does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I never looked at it that way.
I'm just hiding. Like, nobody knows who I am and I'm hiding. But then I'll post those photos. And then people are like, wow, like, This is real shit behind the camera. If I could choose not to post my photos on my blog, I would. But at the same time, I want them to know who it's coming from. And that's the whole thing about judging a book by its cover. Like, why is this? And I hate speaking about myself in this, like, sense. I really do. Why is this pretty girl speaking like that? Like, why is she opening her mouth? Like, you know, like girls like that shouldn't talk like that. And I've gotten that growing up, like, in a local prairie community, you know? Like,
That's damn.
Everyone's cliched into a certain category.
And that's the same thing as, like, being an athlete, like, playing, like, me playing basketball, me being tall. Like, oh, do you play basketball? I get that question every time. I'm like, yeah, I play basketball. And it's funny because there's this person, LeBron James. Everybody knows who LeBron James is, right?
LeBron James.
It's funny because I never used to be like a LeBron James fan, but there's this one person on the news, whatever. I don't even know who her fucking name is, but she had said that, like, he had said something about, like, social injustice, and then she said, "Oh, just shut up and dribble," and then he said, "Oh, I'm more than an athlete, like." Just because I do this, that doesn't mean that you can define who the hell I am, because I'm way more than an athlete.
Ashton Kutcher gave up his acting career to help save hundreds and thousands of women from sex trafficking. Rihanna gave up her pretty much singing career to help with the UN and to help with their distress problems in, I'm quoting, that might be pointing this wrong, Riri, but in Haiti, or I believe in one of the states where the earthquakes hit a couple years back. Mm-hmm. Like people give up their careers because they're more than just what they see. Like they are very.
I'm not just a singer. I'm not just an actor. I'm more than who you think I am.
And like you said, writing does not work for you, but I bet you can talk up a storm.
Oh yeah, like when I want to. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, just like I'm sometimes just like I just shut down. I'm just like.
But I want to say I shouldn't announce, like, good, but that's fine, like, as long as you have a good balance in life.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're going to be out there and you're going to be talking all the time, like, you need that quiet time. You need to shut down. Your brain needs to rest, and you need to have that quiet time for you to be able to go and talk again.
Like, and it's funny because I have, like, for me, I'm, like, learning this. Like, sometimes people, like, your significant other, they need their personal time just as much as you need your personal time. And I've been like learning that, being with Jackie and everything, because.
And my partner's still learning that too, and like he always tells me, and I love these conversations that we're having today, because in all honesty, like sometimes I'm just driving down a road and a little light bulb clicks, and like I remember each of those light bulbs, whether I'm sitting down on my floor in my bedroom or whether I'm in the kitchen cooking. Today it was driving down over the bridge, and it kind of clicked, and it was more about like maturity and how I was younger and how I always said I wish I was like grown up, and I always said, and it's really weird, I always said I wouldn't be happy until I'm like 32, until I'm in my 30s, like until I'm in like that's when I'm gonna be happy. And I know everyone says like, oh, that's weird, like, you know why, like when you're that older you're gonna regret like looking back and like wanting to be like that, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm just, maybe that's my mental disorder is ageism. Maybe I think I'm just this older person in this body or whatever.
I don't know. I feel like definitely you want to be your happiest. Like when you feel like that's when you're ready to be happy, like at that level, you know? Like sometimes you have to go through the struggle.
Like I went through so much instability, like as a child and everything, like growing up, like I had to be Like, I watched the person who was supposed to be, like, my influence, like, my protector, and, like older sibling and everything, like, be the one to go through addictions. And I was the one helping. Like, I was the one dragged into all that stuff. Like, I saw the parties, and I saw the older people, like, doing the drugs and doing whatever. Like, it was sad, and I was pretty young at the time. Like, not something, like, a little girl should see and whatever.
Right.
But, you know, at the time, like, it was like, okay, well, I gotta grow up, and this is the world. And eventually, I ended up, becoming of age. And as I got older, I worked in group homes, and I saw the backside of things. And, you know, what? I realized it wasn't for me. Like, you know, like, these kids, like, I realized, you know, could, like, they grew up the same as me. Mm-hmm. But it was really hard. So I ended up quitting that. That broke my heart too, but I went somewhere else. So like I said, I kind of wish that I didn't wish that I was so old and mature at the time. I wish I had that childhood, but that's not something that I could have decided on.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that just happens. Like, same thing. Like, I've been by myself since I was like 17, and it's like, it's tough out there. You like realize that life comes at you super fast, and you're like, yo, what?
So have fun. Like, to you said, like what are some things to, like, motivate you? And like, you need to also, like, you know, if you had that time where, like, your kid, like I'm at the age where I should be in college partying. Like, I should be.
Literally.
Like, you know, the sorority houses, like, you know, pillow fights, like, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, get drunk. Like, I should be experiencing that. I want to or anything.
That's literally your age, because you're younger than me.
But yeah, in all the movies, like that's what people say. My best friends are in college and university, and right? You know, I could easily, like, at any time enroll or whatever, but my time will come. So, like, I'm literally having my own fun while I can. Like, it might not be the same fun as other people's, but that's also not the same fun as me. Like I said, some people, they get blackout drunk or they do whatever, and, like, that's their kind of fun. That's right? Not really for me. And like I said, maybe I should be doing this, like, getting it out of my youth.
I got that out of my system when I was like 16, 17.
Before the legal age.
18, 19, and then I got that out of my system real quick, and I was like, I realized that shit wasn't for me.
See, the first time I ever drank would probably be 12 or 13, and then what was it, 14 was the first time I ever was introduced to hard drugs by a family member, and then 15 is when I met my boyfriend, and we ended up being together for about 4 years. Sorry, it was about 14 that we got together.
Okay.
We were both together for 4 years. The last year was on and off. But throughout that time, it was like complete hard drugs. Like, it was anything and anything you can name. I'm sorry, yeah. Except for, like, you know, the really, like I've never done, like, meth or heroin. Or intentionally, I will say that. Like, you know, if something happened, like I will be real. Like, there was some dark times, like, you know, if I blacked out kind of thing. But I have never intentionally done that, nor will I ever dream or want to. Know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I would never encourage it nor want to, and I am not encouraging anybody to drink or do drugs either.
Never. It's just like, it's the same thing with, I used to post on my podcast me smoking. I might do it in the future, I'm pretty sure. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, we will have a couple sessions
of course, yeah, we'll be smoking. It's like,
we did not count.
But at the same time, I'm always saying that, yo, if you're gonna be smoking weed, like, have a reason for it. But anything outside of that, like, I've only smoked weed. I've never, like, I'm from LA, people think that I've done all the types of drugs. I'm like, nah, bro, it's just never been me. Like, I've sold it.
See, unfortunately. And that's why a lot of people, like, they do judge me for smoking pot sometimes. Like, not a lot, because it's legalized nowadays in Canada, like, you know, anybody does, but throughout the years I've had some real struggles and real coping mechanisms, and I actually ended up having a talk with some family members who I lived with, like, I'm not gonna say names or anything, but they told me, they're like, you know what, your smoking is a real big problem, like, you smoke every day, and you know what, I ended up breaking down. Like, they are kind of a Christian family, but they're very loving, love them. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I told them, I was like, you know what, you have a huge liquor cabinet at the top of, like, your stove, and I was like, you live out in the country. I was like, there's so many things that I could be out here getting away with. And, right. and I just opened up to my past about them. I told them, I was like, this is the amount of hard drugs I've done. This is what I grew up with. And the same conversation almost like we're having right now. I'm like, can you encounter 4 years of waking up at 8 a.m., taking an ecstasy pill, and then 12 o'clock, and then 4 o'clock, Damn. And then 6 o'clock, and then going out for a weekend, and then, like, I'm taught, like, you name it, like, you name any movie, like, and that's why I'm not saying in a bragging way, I'm not encouraging it, it was a horrible experience, that was one of the worst times in my life, but the addiction is real, like, but the after effects, like, it comes, like, it takes years to get that out of your system.
Yeah.
So, like, all the stuff that they say in school, it is true. It's not just BS. Like, oh, whatever. Like, oh, I'll just be sad for a few days. And, like no. Like, all of this is probably self-brought on, like, in a sense. Like, it's all led up to...
It's kind of crazy because all this, like, it comes from mental health at the end of the day because it's
like, just something... I choose not to now.
Yeah, like, and that's the powerful thing about it. Like, if you... really dig deep and you really tell yourself you need to stop, you need to quit, then you'll get there. But it's what's the, like, when we come back to that little voice, what's the point? Mm-hmm. It's like you kind of want to, like you said, it takes years to fight through that, and it's tough. And damn, I know because I've grown up with some people who are the same way, who are that way, like from the streets or from the hood, and they're just like, they're addicted to that shit. And it's like, damn, I wish. Unfortunately, I've sold that to somebody that's been at that level, and I know that one day my karma is gonna come back to me. Mm-hmm. I know that maybe it has, maybe it hasn't, but whatever happens, I'm prepared for that.
It will happen, and at least you know, like, you keep like a good mindset on it, like, you know, like, what you like, whether it was wrong or not. Mm-hmm. And like, nowadays, like, whether pot or not is shunned upon for smoking, like, that's my thing to say, like, you know, I smoke this because I don't do this
exactly. Like, people say that, oh, weed is a gateway drug or whatever. No, it's not. It's
weed keeps my gate closed.
Exactly. Like, it keeps my gate closed. That makes me want to just chill in bed and just eat. Like,
exactly. That's exactly what it is. It was not a gateway drug for me. I don't even think, unfortunately, like, I can't remember if weed was even the first thing that I ended up touching or not. Like I said, like, it wasn't something that I wanted. It was just introduced to me, like, as more of a child. So, like, was it something that I wanted to do? I don't know. As the addiction overtook.
And you were curious. You were curious. Because that's how everything starts. Everything starts with curiosity.
Well, like, I wouldn't even say it was more curious. More, like, I hate to say it, more forced to do it. Like I said, oh, I was, wow. Like, with the family. Like I said, because I was, like, with family, like, trusted and everything. And it's just, like... wasn't supposed to be that way. It came on to that, and then it just kind of like happened more and more, and it was more like, it's more like, if you don't do it, I'll tell people that you still do it, so you might as well do it.
Damn.
Yeah, I'll never forget that one. Yeah.
That's scary. That's from family. Yeah. And that's why I always say,
so it's like, you might as well do it right now, and then, like, yeah. So, yeah, like, blood... like,
blood is not... that's why I always say blood is not thicker than water, because, like, my family situation is crazy. Like, I don't even... the only person in my family that like, except for, like, Jackie and Beth, obviously, the only person I can say in my family is, like, my mom and my sister. Mm-hmm. And my sister, I don't even know where she's at right now. Like, my sister, she's somewhere in L.A. I hope she's okay, but she's... and it's fortunate, because she... had a drug issue. She had a drug addiction as well. Like, she did meth, she did heroin, she did all that stuff. And it's funny because there was a time that I actually did try to help her out, but she was still addicted to the drug. And I was like, it's tough. I try to help her out.
There's only a certain point where they're either gonna want the help or they're just gonna use it. Like,
it's unfortunate. Yeah, exactly. And I'm so happy that you're able to, like, overcome those demons to fight through, because I know,
like, I've been sober for quite some time, but like I said, that little voice in the back of your head that says, like, what's the point? Or, like, or in a good concept, like, you know, back to the Gary V, like, when it comes to a negative thing, like, you know, going for your career and going for that, you know, position. position, we're offered more money and the promotion, you know, and you say, what's the point? You know, Gary Vee comes in and says, who the fuck cares? Like, you know, like just go do it.
Just do it. It.
In the absence of, like, you know, the negative parts and, you know, if it comes into, like, the little angel and the devil, like, if it's your devil saying that, like, maybe try to ignore it a bit.
Like,
more.
Try to ignore your devil. Like,
don't say who the fuck
like,
cares.
Get fuck out of here.
Like, know that people care in your life. So, like, you have a secret Santa somewhere.
You do. You really do. Like, keep going. Don't stop going. Keep going. I mean, don't stop going. Keep going. Like, keep hustling. Keep running. You're going to get where you want to be. Just keep going.
Never stop. Never stopping.
It's crazy. But yeah, man. And there's one thing that I really do hate, though. I hate when, like, people try to be like, oh, my hurt is more than your hurt.
Oh, the game. The hurt game.
Like, oh, like, I've been, my past is worse. My past is better than your past. Or my past is worse than your past.
Like, your family history is almost, I want to say, almost the exact same as mine. You know, like, and but I wouldn't sit here and be like, mine's worse. You know, people who do that, honestly, I feel are just looking for a pity party. And I hope that listeners out there, if you are somebody who does this, who compares, like, a pity party being, like, my life is worse than yours, congratulations that you just won at the saddest game of life, because what you are going to get as an award
is more sadness.
More sadness. Like, good for you that your life sucked. Like, it's about what you do now on.
Exactly. Like, Jackie, she always says, like, oh, it's okay to have a pity party, but don't. Don't live there. Don't, like, pack your things and live there. Like, you can have your pity parties every once in a while, but what's the point? Like, why would you? It's the same. That's when the what's the point comes in good handy. Like, what's the point of you having a pity party and just like, oh, I don't want to do anything. I just want to chill. Like, that's when your what's the point comes in. It's like, what's the point of you acting?
My friend, called me out on this too, because I was acting like a little bitch too, because I can't even remember, to be honest, what the situation was, but I will always remember the piece of advice that she gave me, and she's best friend of over 10 years, so she just calls me out on all my bullshit, so I love her and hate her for it, but I'm just having a really bad day, and I was just telling her about my bad day, and she goes to me, and she's like, Raven, are you really having a bad day, or are you just having, like, 10 minutes that sucked, and you're just, like, milking it for the rest of the day, because it really sounds like the same thing that's happening, and it's just pissing you off, and you're just and I'm like, so she's like, are you just wanting to have a bad day, like, I'm like, you know what, I was like,
thank you,
you're like, yeah, just hate whatever, you, like,
leave me alone,
I didn't even know what to say after that, I was like, you know what, you're right, I was like, just let me rant, and I was like, you know what, and after I said that, it's true. I just wanted something to like, you know, you get that built up energy.
You do need to release it. It's important to release. It's to the people that you care about, to the people you trust. It's important to release it, because that built up anger is just, that's something that I've also had to learn. Right? Like, I'm like, instead of like giving advice, if somebody wants to rant, like, I need to like just keep my mouth shut and be like, yeah, I feel you. Like, just listen. Just be that listening ear. So they could, like, let the anchor, and they're like, okay, I'm good. Can I get some ice cream now?
And also on that side note, too, it's also okay, like, if you've been a listener for quite some time and you can't feel like, it's okay to say, hey, I can't listen right now. Like, it is totally okay to say, hey, I can't talk right now. I can't listen right now. I need to be in a better mindset, because if you don't say that, you may hurt that person just a little bit in that time, but you're going to hurt them a lot more if they rant or if they listen or they talk and they do all this stuff and you are not in the right mindset, because then they're going to end up taking their anger out on you. And that always happens, because they're going to be like, why aren't you listening? Why aren't you this? And that's when all those questions come out. But you know
what?
That
is something that I need to actually consider. That's
not... And they are not mad at you. They are not taking anything out. Like, it's just... They're mad, and they're being...
You just, like, pointed a whole different aspect to it for me right now. Like, I didn't even, like...
It goes both ways.
I never even thought of that, honestly, which is kind of interesting.
Some people can't talk, but some people can't listen. But that's not an excuse to just, like, you know, walk away every time or anything. Like, you know, you have to just be like, give me a minute. And, like, me and my partner, we have this thing, because he jokes around all the time, 24/7. He's a big jokester. And, like, you know, he pisses me off, to be honest, like, whatever. So I say, babe, real talk. Or, like, serious talk. And he'll be like, okay, like, just give me a few minutes then. Because, like, you know, he's in that mindset.
He's
like,
in the mindset of still joking around.
So, like, I know if I'm going to sit down and be like, yo, babe, like, this is really... And he'll be like, huh, and he'll smart, like, he'll tell a joke to me or something. He's a huge, like, prankster, jokester. Like, we love to just, like, scare each other and everything. But I'm the serious one in the relationship. Like, you know, like, he... We both have our 50-50, we pick each other up when we need to, but sometimes, like, when I need to talk, like, I need to talk, and there's times where he doesn't know when I'm serious, like, even, yeah, because I sound pretty monotone the same, like, whether or not, like, that's something I need to work on, too, so I'll be like, you know, babe, like, oh, let's go, like, do this, and he'll be like, haha, like, for, I'm like, for real, like, this is something, like, I wanted to go do, like, damn, didn't need to make fun of me for it, like, I'm, but if I say, hey, yep. Babe, real talk for a second, I'll be like, this is something I really, like, this, because I'm still learning, like, how to talk to make it seem like more of a real conversation than just being like, yo, we should go do this sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not a real conversation, because in 2 weeks from now, if I'm like, why haven't we done this yet?
Yeah.
Because we never had a conversation about it. We just kind of, like, talked.
Said that we're going to, like, oh, let's do this. They're like, all right, for sure, no problem.
Yeah. But
when you dive deeper into it, then it's more likely to happen, right?
And you have to sit down and be like, we need this conversation. So, like, you know, being able to talk and being able to listen. There's some days where he's like, I can't right now. And I'm like, okay. And I may be upset about it. I may be whatever. But I actually respect him more, like, after the years that we've been together. Because if I'm sitting there and he's stoned as shit and I'm talking, he's like, whoa, I'm sorry. I just blanked out. Like, I can't. Like, I, what did you say? I for sure
will be, want to beat his ass.
I will want to beat his ass.
That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. Shut up.
Like, if he is just staring at a blank wall and I'm like, what the hell?
Like, yeah, or I'll be stoned and I'm just like right there playing a video game. She's talking. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, like, I'm like, are you freaking serious? I'm like, I am not repeating myself. You can piece together whatever you just put. And, like, honestly, if you piece it together wrong, like, I'll walk up and, like, just walk away and get mad or whatever. But that's on me, too. Like, I need to be like, hey, babe, real talk.
Right.
Like, we have our set limits. So if we don't have those set conversations, like, technically speaking, it's like a get-out-of-jail-free card. Like, we can't get mad at each other because we never talked about it. Like, we never did, so...
Yeah, you're right. It's, and that's, I, like you said, it's more respectful if you say that, oh, I can't listen right now. Can you give me a couple minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I actually never thought of it that way.
Like, some people say, like, you always say, oh, I can't talk right now. I'm busy. I can't talk right now.
Because I know that sometimes Jackie gets that way, but she doesn't say it out loud. And then, like, a little bit, like, two or three more interactions, and I'll be like, oh, okay, right now you don't want to talk to me. Cool. I'll leave you alone. And then I'll be like, oh, okay. It's okay. Don't get mad. It's fine.
I'm like that, too. And, like, it's just something that we all have to respect about each other. Like, some people can't talk. Some people can't listen at the moment. It's just, and especially, I'm sorry. Like, I know men get very busy, but as women and as moms and everything, like, you are juggling 50 different things at the time. So if somebody wants to talk, even if we can't talk at the moment, maybe we're, like, making room to listen.
Right.
Like, you know, it just we need that few minutes, too. Like, we have so much going on in our brains. Like, it's just so much. So, that's kind of, like, how we do our conversations in a sense. But...
No, I respect that. I still, I like that. Like I said, you just showed me a whole new aspect of this, looking at something from, like, give me a second type of view.
And I always thought that it was such a bitch thing, and you may feel like an asshole in the beginning too,
mm-hmm.
but, like, it's just something, like, you, like I said, you'd rather, like, hurt their feelings a little in a minute and just be like, okay, I'm ready to talk, than to have a huge blow out and then it be projected and you're all over the place, like, yeah, lots of therapy.
And it's funny, because Jackie tells me that it's like, you gotta do, like, just, sometimes you just gotta let someone breathe. And then you can talk about it later.
It was like the other day, woke up first thing in the morning, and my boyfriend, he tells me what he got paid, and he was talking about bills, and I'm like, babe, it's 6 in the morning. It was in the jacket last time. And I was like, I really do not want to be talking about finances right now.
Right.
And he was like, you are so excited to get up in the morning. I'm like, yes, I'm so excited to get up in the morning, but not talk about money first thing in the morning.
That's me too. That's me again.
Like, everyone has their attributes and everything, and like, you know, like I say, like, I do that too, and I'm like, you know, we all have our like things that we do, and we're all the same in the
True that. I feel you on that. It's like everybody has attributes. You just have to be able to figure out each other and coexist. Cause can't live with them, can't live without them, right?
We'll read the book and see if there can be a one world.
We need to read that book. I want to read that book. I'm like, that's actually pretty damn interesting.
I'll show you. It's on my phone, but I'll show you some information for sure. On it.
Well, thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it. Had a nice talk.
Yeah, anytime.
Gonna have another session one day. So, thank you guys. Like I said, go follow her. For sure, some love, you know. Great person. Has some great stuff. She has some awesome content that she posts up. She's one of the people that you want to see on your timeline. They're posting value up there because they're gonna be able to try to motivate you and get you up and make you do your thing, even though you're down and out.
If you want some real mental health advice and not just go take a walk in a park kind of shit, then...
Yeah, exactly. So, thank you for listening to the High Power Podcast. This is your boy, ABK, and we're out this bitch. Deuces. There you go. Easy. Hey, everybody. Thank you for checking back into the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate it. But what I need you to do right now is whatever platform you are listening to this on. If you're listening to this on Spotify, if you're listening to this on YouTube, if you're listening to this on Stitcher, if you're listening to this on Google Play services, what I would want you to do is to please, please, please help me out with a follow, a like, a subscribe, whatever platform you are on, please show some support for me, because this is how I grow as an individual, and this is also how I grow as a business. So again, please leave a like, a comment, support me. Find a way to support me. And I always appreciate any type of support. Thank you.